Okay, we are in Chelek Beis, Perek Vav. Chelek Beis, Perek Vav is called B'Seder HaHashgacha. Last week we learned Perek Hei, which is called B'Oifen HaHashgacha. This is called B'Seder HaHashgacha in the order of the HaHashgacha, or the system that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does things. So the Ramchal says as follows. Sider HaAdon Baruch Hu, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam arranged the world. Shan Hagas Olam Haikula, Bein Mashal Mishpat HaMaisim Shel Bnei HaBechira, that the way he deals with his world is whether we're dealing with L'mishpat ha'maisim shel bnei ha'bechira, the way that we judge and he deals with the actions of people who are bnei ha'bechira, uvein l'masheroi l'yitzchadish ba'olam u'v'yosav, or whether we're talking about what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants to be mechadish in the world and its creations, ye'yase b'seder ke'ein malchus ha'aretz. It's done in a proper order. It's done in order, ke'ein malchus ha'aretz, similar to the kingdom, the way things are run in this world. V'chein amru chachameinu zichreinu levracha, malchusa derekia ke'ein malchusa de'ara. Chazal tell us that malchusa derekia is ke'ein malchusa de'ara. Now the truth is, Chazal never really tell this to us. They say really the opposite. They say Malchusa de'ara came Malchusa de'rikia, that the way things are run in this world are similar to the way they're run in Rakia and Shemayim. That's the Gemara and Brachas that he's quoting here in the parentheses. As Brachas says it the opposite way, and I don't know, they quote the Zayars and all these things also. Everything seems to be the opposite. But the Ramchal has switched it around, and he says, Malchusa de Rikiyas ke Malchusa de Ara. V'hainu, b'vatei dinim esan hedroiz. How is the world run? The world is judged, how things happen, through courts. Beis Din, Sanhedrin, different bodies that govern. Im kol darchem chukaseyan. And in this world, there's laws and there's rules of each Beis Din and each court, exactly how it works. And you have to follow those rules. However you want to do something, you have to follow those rules. V'zeh, ki neisider batei dinim shayinim. So the Rabbeinu Shalom did the same thing in Shamayim. He made different batei dinim, shal nimtsoim ruchaniim. It's made up of different bodies, ruchniistic creatures, everything has a certain level, with a certain system, whatever he decides to judge, whether it's to judge people, whether it's to decide what should go on in the world, it's all done in this Seder of Beis Din, of things, not people, nimtzaim, ruchaniim, that are in charge. And what they decide, that's how things will work. Daniel, like Daniel said, that the thing is decided by the irin, or the overseers. It's decided by the malachim who oversees. So the Rabbeinu Shalom set up the world, set up the Bria in a way that, as we'll see, although he doesn't need this, but he set it up, it has to be a certain Seder. So over here, Reb Chaim Friedlander asks, why did Hashem do this? Why did Hashem make it this way? And as we'll see, there's a Kateger and a Sanhedrin, you have prosecutors, you have defendants, there's witnesses, there's judges. What does Hashem need all this for? And the Ramchal is going to reiterate over and over and over again that Hashem doesn't need it, this is what he decided. So is there any way for us to understand why it's necessary that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is deciding things? He doesn't do it on his own, it's done through a court, through a system. So he explains it, that it's all the type of saying, it's for our own good. Because he says, if we really want to be able to relate to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's din, meaning relate to how he judged the world in order that we could do tshuva, that we could tap into it, that we should know when to be careful, because it's maybe not a good time to do averus. It's called Idan Rischa, for example. You find a time of kas that Hashem is angry. It's not a good time. Then the Gemara says that someone who doesn't who finds eitzes not to wear tzitzis. So even though there's no chiyuv for a person to wear tzitzis, the person never puts on a baga that has four corners, he doesn't have a chiyuv, no obligation to put tzitzis on. The obligation is, if you're wearing a four-corner baga, put on tzitzis. So, but the Gemara says that if a person looks for ways, everyone else is wearing baga of dalet kamfes and tzitzis, and he looks for ways because it's too expensive, he's not interested, so you can't say he gets an avera because he didn't do anything wrong. He's not wearing a baga. But the Gemara says, "Be'idan rischo." When Hashem is angry, it's a time of kas, it's a time of danger. If you had a mitzvah that you could have done and you should have done and you didn't do, not just you didn't do it, you didn't bring yourself to the chiyuv of doing it, so then a person can get punished then. So you see that there's certain times that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a person needs things. So says Reb Chaim Friedlander, therefore the Rabbeinu Shel Olam set it up in this way that we should be able to understand it. Because we know how a Beis Din works, we know how a court works, we know that there's a prosecutor, we know that there's Eidim, we know also, says Reb Chaim Friedlander, it's also the type of Seinu, because just like when you go to court, so the judge can't give you a punishment more than the prosecutor asks. The prosecutor says he only wants to press charges on the following things. Even if the judge happens to know that you did 10 other things wrong, that's not what this case is about. Can't do anything. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam set it up the same way. Although the Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows everything, he knows all the averus the person did, he only will punish what the kateger, what the satan, whoever the prosecutor is prosecuting for. And also, the Rabbeinu Shalom will only punish after the prosecutor brings the case to him. So the Rabbeinu Shalom, number one, set it up in a way, L'tayva Seinu, that we are, because we would have a way to stand up, so to speak, to Rabbeinu Shalom's Yediyah. He knows everything. He knows our innermost thoughts. He knows everything and what's going on, what went on. And if we would have to deal with his judgment just like that, it would be obviously much harder. So it's L'tayva Seinu. And number two is that, since we know the Seder HaDvarim, we know that there's certain times that are times of din. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, let's say we El Rosh Hashanah time. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Yoishev Akisei Din, together with Malachim, together with all the Batei Dinim, with everything. So there's certain times that the court is in session. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam would deal with us that everything he knows, every moment of the day, is he knows what's going on and what's happening. It would be very hard for us to be able to deal with it, because to be in such a lachatz, such a pressure of doing tshuva every moment, so to speak, is a very hard thing. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam did it in this way, all the type of seinu, number one, that we can relate to the entire thing because we know how batei dinim work in this world, and we know these rules, and these are rules that we could relate to. Again, he didn't need to do it that way, but he did it, it's all the type of seinu. So he continues, the Ramchal continues as follows. V'nehu yisbarach shumay mafiyah b'chol hasen hedroyis ha'ilam u'mashbiyabo. It's not as if he goes on vacation, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he says it's in the hands of the Beis Din. He's there. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is there through all of, by all of these judgments, u'mashbiyabo, and he has a impact on them. U'mamidam al toichen ha'inyon be'emes, and he makes sure that they get down to the truth of every single case. Sheyetei ha'mishpah la'amitoi, in order that the mishpah should come out la'amitoi. Meaning, because it's not enough just to judge on the action that happened, what happened, just to give a punishment or reward for that. You have to know everything that goes on with the person. And there's only so much a malach can know. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam obviously does know more. His knowing more is a help. It could, as we say, it's possible if it was only him, it could be worse for us. Not bad, obviously, but it could be harder for us. But at the same time, if we're dealing with the malachim just seeing from their perspective, without seeing the entire bria, like the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sees it, it also can help us if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has a hashpa on the way the judgment works out. So therefore, he's mamidam al toichen ha'inyan b'emes, what really went on, therefore, sheyetze ha'mishpa la'amitay, in order that the din should come out, la'amitay, what the truth is. Because you have to understand that there's Chazal say a lashon called Dayin Shedon Din Emes La'amitai. Any judge who judges a Din Emes La'amitai. What's a Din Emes La'amitai? A true judgment La'amitai to its truth. So the answer is because it's possible that a Dayin should give a true psak. But if he didn't have all the facts, you can't call it La'amitai. La'amitai means the essence of truth, the pureness of truth. It's purely true. A Dayan, and we don't expect a Dayan to do more than this, ain't L'dayan elish mash ain't a right. He could only deal with the facts. He's not a malach, he's not the Rabbanu Shalom, and he can't keep, as we've said other times, he can't keep a case open forever and ever and ever to see, well, maybe there'll be a witness in Hong Kong, they'll come in 10 years and tell me, no, it doesn't work like that. Person to person to person, that's the way the judgment has to deal. So, he could pass in a din emes according to what he knows, but it's not emes la'amitai. So malachim also could judge a din emes according to their perspective, according to what they know. The Rabbeinu Shalom has done a din emes la'amitai. He knows everything that went into this situation, and therefore he could come out with the true psak. So therefore he's mashpia on them to make sure that when they pass in, he can't do that to Hadayin always, but to the malachim, it's going to be la'amitai. Now, when Hashem is Bayadin, he's not always the Rosh. He's not always the head of that Bezdin. He's involved. He's making sure things are running. Sometimes he's L'Rosh. Kinyan Shanema, Risis Hashem, Yeshiv Akisai, the Chotzwa Shemaim, Oimin Alav Miminoim Ismailai. Says that he saw the Rabbi Nisham sitting, and all the Tzva Shamayim were on the right and the left. The Pirshu Chachamim is according to the Bracha. Elam Aminim was Chus. On the right side were those who are being Malamit Chus. And Elam Asmim Lechaiva, the ones on the left were the ones Lechaiva. So you see, this is the judgment. The Rabbi Nisham is the Reish Bezdin, and he's hearing what's going on the right is the people, the Malachim Lechus, and on the left are the ones Lechaiva. V'amr Daniel, and Daniel said, Adi Charsavon Remiv, V'atik Yoimen Yisiv, he says the thrones were placed. V'atik Yoimen means the old one, the ancient one of the days, meaning old one, Yasiv was sitting, being the Rabbi Nishalaylam. Dina Yasiv is here from Sichu. So the judgment, the din, Yasiv was being set up, where everything was settled. The Sifrin and the books, Sichu were opened. So again, you see the lashon that the Rabbi Nishalaylam was the one sitting. That sounds like he was in charge there. And the din Tairu was going on. V'amnam, Iker Hadavar Kaku. Iker adaver kachu. Hine kvar biarnu l'mayla kama min adiknuk nimsa v'dina shakal ishvish. We have already explained before, and this is all the way back in the beginning of this chelik, of chelik beis, how much diktuk, exactness, goes into every person's din. Kine b'chlal ish min ha'anoshim imatsu ta'ana ishrabis. Because when it comes to deal with a person amongst other people, there are many different times that could go on. Lefisi by shyness that are dependent on different situations. Liyos nida in ha'ishahu lidrachim rabim midarchei hamishpat. That if you want to judge the person, it's going to take many different ways to come to the proper judgment, because there's so much that goes into an action, and everything that is done in the action is judged, and it's all put together as a one big story. So there's a lot that goes on. Ubiprat gamkein b'chol ma'isu ma'isu mimenu. Not only we're dealing with the person as a whole, that everything that goes on with him. Even if you go into each and every action of the person, each action itself could be broken down into so many details. He named yimatsu by bechina l'schus. You can look at it in a perspective. The same action, depending how you look at it and where you're looking from, it could be a zchus, or it could be lechayva. Lekamet stadim rabim, and there's many different sides that you can look at the same action and you could see it in a good light, in a bad light. You could see it all different ways. Ki kol inyanei ha'olam murkavim b'harkavais rabbis be'emes. Because everything in this world is murkavim b'harkavais rabbis, means that they're interconnected with each other. Murkav means two things are put together. They're interrelated with each other in many different ways. And because of that, what comes out from everything, the consequences, the results of everything, could be many different results. Why? Because there's so many things involved in every single action. Nobody lives in a vacuum. Nothing is in a vacuum. Things, the entire Bria, one thing, it's a guilt. If you do one thing, it causes a chain reaction amongst other things. It's dependent on many different things. So therefore, in one action itself, is a very complicated thing to judge. And that's why Chazal break it down and they say, first he talked about here a person, looking at the person as a whole. And then you look at even at the action. Chazal say that even if 999 malachim are melamed on a person l'chayva, that he's guilty, and one is melamed alav zchus, you have one malach, echad mini alef, the pasuk says, right? One out of 1,000, so he'll be saved. And then the Gemara says not only that, even in one action, in one action, you could have 999 parts of it, l'chayva, and one part of the schos, is also enough to be saved. So you see here that it's not only the person is broken down into so many different parts, that if you want to get a feel to judge him, it takes so much. But then break down every action of that person could be broken down, because the actions are dependent on situations, on environment, on what level he's on. On so many different things that we can't even fathom really what they are, but the Rabbi Nishalm knows that they're broken down to. V'ulam kol ha-bechinais ha-mityais ha-ele. So, all of these bechinais ha-mityais, which means the perspectives, the considerations that are amitics, the ones that are true, the ones that really made a difference here, that we have to take into account, misgalis bevatei dinim ha'elyonim ha'elah la'amitan. They are revealed in the bezdin ha'elyon, in these courts la'amitan, the way they truly are. The cholechad min atzava hanimtza bo'isei ha'bezdin misgalu lo'y lefi inyonei achas min ha'bechinois. So how does this happen? So the way he explains it is that every single consideration or perspective or every detail, however you want to call it, is revealed to one malach or whoever, one kalechar minatzava, one of those beings there. And his job is to voice that consideration. Whatever that consideration, that detail is, that's his job. The next one has his job. Until, after they all tell what they're supposed to tell, you have now the entire ma'isa, the entire action, or the entire person, has been laid out in front of the bezin, like nicha davar, nothing is held back. So now that each malach has come and done his job and said which detail he has to say, l'schus, l'chayva, whatever it is, then you weigh the bezin weighs them, v'teitzeh gzeira kafi anois, and then the proper gzeira, the proper decree, the proper verdict is given out. V'ulam ha'gemara hazeh yaseo mishu ra'ish bevezdenahu. Who's the one who gives the Gemar Din? That's whoever the head of the Bez Din is. And that's the way it really works in Bez Din Shalmata too, in this world too. Also, all the Dayanim, they could say their opinions, they talk it over, they argue, whatever they do, they take the vote, but the final psak is given by the Rosh Bez Din. He's the one who has to give the psak. Now, it turns out that the Reish Bezdin at the end of the day is the one who has the power in his hand to give the proper verdict. So therefore Chazal tell us that when the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Reish Bezdin, we have more of a chance. Because at the end of the day, the Rabbeinu Shalom's Rachmanis is greater. We spoke last time, a Malach doesn't have room for Rachmanis. He's only a Shliach. He has to do what his job is. The Rabbeinu Shalom, he is the one who has the Rachmanis. So if he is the final Deya, he could have Rachmanis if he's the Reish Bezdin. That's why, although the Yom HaDin is the scariest time because the Rabbeinu Shalom is judging, but at the same time, the Rabbeinu Shalom is the one who is Chaysem Es HaDin. The Mefarshim say that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the one, he's Yoshev Al Kisei HaDin, he's the Chaysem. Chaysem Ay Emes. He's the one who's Chaysem. And there's a Meshech Lachman Parshas, I don't know, Vayelech, at the end over there, where he talks about the Yom Nairaim, Shabbat Shuvah and those in Yanim. So he speaks about how the entire Aser Simei Tshuva, the Rebbeinu Shalom judges with the Beis Din. He says, but when it comes to Chasima, the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Zayir says, Rebbeinu Shalom sends the Beis Din out. When it comes to give the Psak Din, he does the Yechidi. He's done Yechidi, l'chal by Oilam, we say. The Chaysam is done Yechidi, brings rice from Sukkim and remember where Daniel, one of these places over there, he brings a raya, and he shows the Rebbeinu Shalom is chaysen. And therefore he says that we know that the Chazal tell us that when it comes to Chil Hashem, so even Yom Kippur can't be Mechaper for Chil Hashem, even Mitzvah is not Mechaper for Chil Hashem. However, says the Meshech Chachma, why is it that there can't be a kapar for Chil Hashem? So he says, because Chil Hashem means you rebelled against the king. There's no court in the world that could be Meichel, a rebellion against the king. The king is the king. And a court has the right to enforce laws. And they have a right to say, well, if you did something wrong, there's room for leniency, or there's not room, but there's one thing that they can't, and that they can't do anything about, and that is if you rebel against the king. They have no right to do that. The only one who could do it is the king himself. So he says that when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is sitting with the best in a whole Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and the rest of the year too, since it's done through Batei Dinim, there's no kapar for Chil Hashem. He says, but b'shas ne'ila, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sends the Beis Din out. It's a little bit different than what we're saying here, but it's taken off the same idea of the Rosh Beis Din has in his power to be more of a Rachaman. There he sends the Beis Din out, and he's himself. And when he's himself, says the Meshech Chachma, he will be Meichel on Chil Hashem. And you look over there, he says, obviously you need tshuva, and he says, but he is, and he gives a nice recipe for to get to the kapara. It's not going to be easy, but the ability is there. And then he says another thing, which we'll get to in a moment, but that is because as much as a malach knows, like we said, the Rebbeinu Shalom knows more. Besides his rachmanis, and besides the amount that he will give into the din, like we say, he's going to keep it straight. But we'll show later that there's another aspect that he knows, that when the Rebbeinu Shalom is the chaysam, and here we could even stretch it, when the Rebbeinu Shalom is just the Rosh Beis Din, there's room for leniency because he's the Rebbeinu Shalom, he gives the Psak Din. But the Ramchal did say, not in every din is he the Rosh Beis Din. Sometimes there's others. At that point, that's it. Whatever it is the din is the din. When Hashem decides to sit at the Rosh Beis Din, I have no idea what the system is, but that's the way it is. So that's what he says. Hakmar azay yaseh misha roish bevezanahu. Vim hum me'abate dinim shadam baruch hu roitza v'yoshem sham l'roish. Hine afal pisha kol tzofi l'fon. So he says, now even though you'll say to yourself, I can understand when the Rebbeinu Shalom is not the Roish Bezdin. So the Bezdin's going on. So what does the Rebbeinu Shalom come and do? He just makes sure things are going well. If he hears that, they don't have the proper perspective, he'll give his comment, so to speak, to make sure it's Lamitai. What happens to the Rebbeinu Shalom is the Roish Bezdin? So that means everything is back to him. That means he's going to sign it. Everything's going to be him. So what does he need the whole Bezdin for? He knows more than them to start. So what does he need that every Malach should start saying his day and saying over what he knows and then be shaykh the whole thing? He says, still, he's going to let all those who serve him, those legions in front of him, that they could say what they know. He still, just like we don't understand why he needs the entire system, but this is part of it. He has the system set up even when he is the Reish Beis Din, but it's still going to be according to the rules of the system. So it comes out that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not done the world according to the way he knows things to be. That's not the way he judges with his yediyah. He judges it with according to the system that he set up. And that system might be in a way that even though there are yediyahs that he knows, but he leaves it to the system and they are not taken into account. That could be Lamaila, a mila for us, because if they don't know every single thing, it might help us out a little bit. It also, in other, or also might be, we don't get the same amount of rachmanis that we could have gotten with the Rabbi Nishalel. Because obviously there's a certain amount that he's megala to them, that it will be called din emes la'amita. The Rebbein Shalom will not judge anything in these batei dinim until those that are in charge come in front of him. V'hainu, shenei hifkid b'chefti yisbarach shmoi pekidim in asug ha-malachi. The Rebbein Shalom made from the types of pekidim from the malachim category, he made them in charge of things. She'ashkiku akol inyanim ha'ivim b'olam. Their job is to oversee everything that goes on in the world. So what they're in charge of is to follow, just oversee, follow what's going on in the world. What is happening? When they're needed, they come and they say, this is what we saw. They'll testify the things that they perceived, the things that they saw, and then they are judged. That means to say that you have these malachim that are in charge of the gashmis. They are in charge of things in this world. They are affected when a person does an action. If a person uses something incorrectly, so it doesn't live in a vacuum, as we said, a person has bechira, what he does in this world goes up and it affects something and it comes back down and affects other things. Chazal tell us, Eloshin, Shema Taimer Mi Meibi, maybe a person is going to say, who's going to testify against me in the Olam HaMes? So Chazal say, Avnei Beisoi, V'kairiz Beisoi, Shalodam Hei Meidim, the stones of his house, the beams in his house, those are going to come and testify against him. One mandam, I think, says the Ivarim of the person are going to come and testify. One mandam says the two malachim asharis that accompany a person are going to come and testify. So the way that according to the way that Ramchal is explaining it, Avnei Beisim Me'idim Boy, and these and the malachim also that it's talking about here is that a person is in this world to use it correctly, to use it for the proper purpose. So when he uses this world, so either if he uses it correctly, so then the gashmias in this world gets an ili, gets raised up. And it's not just the gashmias, because every gashmias is tied up to something ruchni. So the entire Briya is Mesala, that's what he said, is Tafkid Briya Salam. The other way around, he brings Chayshech, he brings Zuama, he brings Yerbubya to the world. That means the whole gashmias also gets affected. So therefore, when he comes up to Shemayim, or they come to judge him, what comes? The gashmias. Not the gashmias, the malachim that are in charge of the gashmias, they come and they say, listen, we were affected this way, we were affected this way, let's tell you the lira. So that's what it means. They're going to come and they are going to be made on the person. Did he use it correctly? Did he not use it correctly? The malachim around him, did he use the world correctly? Did he not use the world correctly? They will tell us what happened. So that is what's going to happen. However, like he said, the Rabbanu Shalom will not judge until these pekidim come and tell him what happened. And he says, I'm going to say it again, I already mentioned it. This is nothing to do with Hashem's idea, because Hashem doesn't need any of these things to tell him what he needs to know. He doesn't need the malachim. He knows everything. Again, no one should walk out of this parak making a mistake. The Rebbeinu Shalom needs the malachim. He doesn't need it. This is the third time he's saying it already. His yediyah, he knows it all. This is the way he did it. Why? We don't know. But that's what he wanted. Like he said before, that we should be able to relate to the system. Now, I just want to point out that before he said, what are they going to be made? Al advarm sheisigu v'nigla lahem. The things that are revealed to them. So, one of the mefarshim over here wants to say, what does it mean, those things that are revealed to them? It sounds like not everything is revealed to the malach. So he wants to say, perhaps it's coming to exclude machshavas, thoughts. Because there's a lashon of a zayar that seems to say that the malachim will say over, "Tloini avad kach, doesn't this person, he did the following. It doesn't sound like they say he thought the following. Now a person's thoughts have a big impact on his actions. Was he thinking along the lines of Avera? Was he not? Where was he? There's a lot involved in it. So if the Malachim, if these Pekidim don't know his thoughts, then we know, understand very clearly why the Rabbeinu Shalom has to be there to make sure it's done in Emes L'Amitai. Because it almost turns out that a Malach, the Malachim are going to judge almost like a Beis Din Shalmata. Beis Din Shalmata, what did they judge? Did he do the action? Did he not do the action? What his thoughts were, what he was thinking, what was going on, they can't. They're not. There's no way they can know that. That's why Hashem set it up in that way. The Malachim, if you say excluding Machshavas, so they will also be judging it according to the way that they see the action. Now there still is a difference because we'll explain it a little later. Let me wait for that. However, that it'll come, there'll be a difference in the way they perceive it. However, it's similar to each other. They're just taking the action into account. Now the Machshava makes a big role. It'd be very hard for us to try to really be Zeicha B'din if we can't throw in our Machshavas, at least as our Echad Mine Aleph of Tzchusin sometimes. So we understand why they're Rabbeinu Shalom, but it seems to be a big deal if Malachim know Machshavas or not. There's a Taisus in Masechta Shabbos that says that Malachim do know Machshavas of people. There seems to be a Shaila if Malachim know Machshavas. That Meshech Chachma that I said before, he continues to darshan the same psukim. I think it was in Eiv, that talk about the Rebbeinu Shalom being done la'emes. He says that even if Malachim know Machshava, but they know what the person's thinking. But then there's something deep down in the person that is almost like the beginning of his thought. It hasn't even come to a thought yet. It's the first sparks of it. He calls it a Rishon. A Rishon means a mark. It's not, you find by Hilchos Shabbos, there's Ksiva and there's Rishima. You write something and you make marks. The mark is something that you can't necessarily decipher. You don't know what it stands for. So too, he says, it's a very faint thing, and that even the Rabbeinu Shalom knows and takes into account. So when it comes to Ne'ilah, when the Rabbeinu Shalom judges it by himself, it's not just the Machshav is taken into account, it's even deeper than that, which is, it could be a bit, deep down, every Yid wants to do the right thing. The Rabbeinu Shalom really takes that into account, we have a lot going for ourselves. So, not to argue on the Mefarshim here, but there is another Mahalas to say, V'nigla Elohim is not just the Machshavas, maybe it's also nigla to the Malachim. But there's a deeper, obviously there's something deeper that only the Rabbeinu Shalom knows. It's not a hard concept to think. The Rabbeinu Shalom will always know more than the Malachim could perceive. So, but that's just to be medayik in his words, v'nigla lahem, they will say over what they know. Now, v'alpias ela hastarim misnaga ilam ba'emes. According to these, this system, the Rabbeinu Shalom manages the world. You find that the psukim, they give a mashal, they give a metaphor for these type of things. King and Shanemar, Bayerid Hashem Lirois, Bayabu B'nei Elikim Liyasyatzeiv, that the B'nei Elikim came to judge, to be judged, to stand in din. Or any Hashem Heima Mishaitim B'Kalaret, the eyes of Hashem fly around in the world. What does it mean, the eyes of Hashem fly around? That means to say, as he's going to say in a second, but it means the Malachim, who are the eyes of Hashem, right? When you have someone go and do something, you call him your eyes. He's the eyes of it. The eyes of Hashem are flying around. What are the eyes of Hashem? Those that report back. You found that the Rabbeinu Shalom goes to, as if he needs to go see it. He has to go judge it. He has to go pay attention. Why? Because that's the system he set up. There's a Dayan, there's Adim, there's an order. This is the way it is. Those malachim that are in charge of testifying and saying what happened, that's Einei Hashem. And when you have the Rabbeinu Shalom himself being part of the Beis Din, like it says over there when they were building the tower by the Dor HaPlaga, Hashem went down to see, that was the first passage that he brought, because we know the judge has to see what's going on. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he doesn't need it, he knows exactly what's going on, but he's acting as a judge as part of this system that he has set up. And this is what I was saying before. That we have to know that even though it's similar, it's not the same. What happens in this world and what happens over there, the din is not the same. It's not, the Dimyon, he's saying, it's not similar, Elabistar, meaning the system is similar. There is a similar system of a court system. But if you want to know in which way the system actually works, you can't say it's an exact comparison. Why? Number one, very simple. Ruchnis and Gashmis are just different from each other, so things are going to end up being different. Without going into detail, it's going to obviously be different. And he explained, Ki v'gashmim nasim kifi masha shayich b'hem. The Gashmim do what they do, basa gosim, the way they perceive something, u'vichol inyanam, and the way they look at something, and the Ruchanim also do it kifi masha shayich b'hem, the way they perceive and the way they act. And the simple way of understanding the way that the Ramchal has set it up is, when you have a court of malachim, the point of the court is not to find out every malach's perception of what's going on in the entire action. We said before, each malach says what he is supposed to, his detail. When you get all the details right on the table, you see the entire story. By a person, by a bezdin in this world, why do you need three people on a bezdin? Well, what's wrong with one person judging? There it is. A person has a limited way of looking at something, depending on how he thinks, depending on his own netiyos. You have a couple of people, so you get different perspectives of the same action. Each are looking at the entire action, and they're saying their opinion. You put it together, one sees one opinion, one sees the other, maybe I'm thinking wrong, maybe I'm thinking right, we can put it together, you come out with a psak. In Shemayim, they don't have to do that. What the Malach sees, he sees 100% clear exactly the way it is. Now it's true, when you put all the pieces together, the story may be a little different than the Malach himself perceives. But the part that he is saying is not something that could be proved wrong by another Malach. What he sees is an exact. My job is to see detail number 1 out of 1,000. He sees it, and there's nothing to argue. Malach number 2 is not going to say, you saw it wrong, let me shed different light on your piece. He's going to say his piece. When you put all the pieces on the table, you look at it as a whole, so then you say, okay, put them all together, pop out the other side, a verdict's going to come out. That's not the way it is with people. People have their hasagas, the way they perceive something. They're looking at each dayan looks at the entire action, and then one dayan says, no, you're looking at this, what you're looking at, I'm also looking at, but I see it in a different light. So that's just one way of explaining how it's different. So it's similar that it's a system, but obviously in the details it's going to play itself out differently. Now the Rabbi Nishlam made a prosecutor. What's his job? To go to the court and say, I want din. Prosecute this person. And when he does it, that's when they judge. It's a milah. It's good for us, but Hashem doesn't judge until the prosecutor comes. He doesn't say, well, it's good time now, he's not doing something good, let's judge him. He waits. Hashem knows what's going on, but he's not going to do anything till the Mekatre comes, till the Sultan comes. Again, that is the Seder that the Rabbeinu Shalom does. The same idea is, he can't give more of a punishment than the Kateger is asking for, even though he knows more. It's all Tali because he made the system. Pirish the Kichuga Shal Makatrik. The truth is, the Makatrik can't come whenever he wants. There's an order to that too. Eich yiyeh, o masa yiyeh. There's certain times he has reshus to say din. Three things make the Rebbeinu Shalom remember a person's averus. The Gemara says, "Akir natui." If he goes and he sits or he walks under a wall that's leaning, a dangerous wall, iyun tefila. Iyun tefila means that a person thinks that his tefila is so chashuv that it's roy that Hashem should be mekabelit. And meiser dinach averus. If someone says to Rebbeinu Shalom that you should punish this person, in each of these cases, the person is saying to himself, let's say, kir natui. Rashi says, kir natui, that a person is obviously saying, I could go in a dangerous place, and I'll be safe, and I don't have anything to worry about. So when a person says that, the Rebbeinu Shalom, or the Satan has a right to say, really? You have a right? Let's see. Let's look at all your averus. We'll see it. You're so confident that you're such a tzaddik. So that's the time the Satan can be mekatrik. Even tefillah, a person says, batuach, that is, tefillah is going to be yourself, batuach. You're being mired yourself. And the same thing, Maisha Din Achaveir, such a tzaddik, Hashem should go do a din on the other person. Let's see how good you are. So these are times that the Rebbeinu Shalom says that the Satan could be Mekatrik. Or B'shasa Sakana is the same thing. A person needs Chusim to get out of Sakana. You need Chusim, the Satan says, let's see the Chusim that you have. U'pratim Rabin Kayoitze V'zeh. But the point that he wants to bring out is that there's certain times, it's not at any moment, there's times of the year, Rosh Hashanah, the Sultan's Mekatrik, has Rosh to be Mekatrik, and the Yemei Adin, and then there's certain other things that could invoke Kitruv, but it's not whenever he wants either, which is Vaita L'Tayvaseinu. Not only does the Rebbeinu Shem have to wait till the Sultan's Mekatrik, the Sultan can't always be Mekatrik. So it's Vaita L'Tayvaseinu, and we know the times that he's Mekatrik, so it helps us out, that we could go then and add extra Schutzim for ourselves. When it comes to all of these things, the klalim ubepratim, there's a certain rule over here, a system of rules, and k'mashagazer chachmatis baruch shemay lizmani hamishpat ulvchinaisav kigai mashamru zechayim levracha barba prakim aydam nidim, four times a year the world is judged. Umashamru melech nichnas tchilul adin, you find that the melech goes into din first, the kohen gadol goes in first, and klaiso goes in before the rest of the world. Mikami delefesh charanap, in order that it's before Hashem is too angry, because the same thing like a judge in this world, the judge is fed up already after many cases, he's going to throw the book at the last guy. You let in the ones you want to come out with the last anger, you let them in first. The Gemara says Tvua has two dinim throughout the year, two separate dinim. And you find differences before Gzardin, you could do tshuva easier than after the Gzardin. This is all because of the system the Rebbeinu Shalom set up. He set up a certain system of what they dinim, there's certain ways that they judge, there's certain times that they judge, there's certain ways in the judgment, who goes first, who goes second. All these things before the Gzardin, after, why should be a difference to Hashem before the Gzardin, after the Gzardin? There is no difference to Hashem really, but that's the order that was set up, the same way it's set up in this world. The Kama Pratim Acherim Kayetzebelu and many other Pratim also similar to this are all not because the Rebbeinu Shalom needs it, not the Rebbeinu Shalom has to, but this is the way the Rebbeinu Shalom set it up with Tayvaseinu, in order that it should be better for us, that we should know how to be able to deal with it, how to be able to do tshuva, how to be able to invoke the Rachamim when we need it. That's the way the Rebbeinu Shalom set it up. And that is the oifen, that is the called Seder HaShkacha, the way the Rebbeinu Shalom decides to judge people. In the beginning, he said not to judge people, how to decide how things should happen also are dependent on this entire inyan. Okay, we'll stop over here and we will continue next week.
If I'm not mistaken, they each have to, if they were making somebody guilty or not, they have each come with a separate, like, proof.
What do you mean?
Like, each model has a separate, like, thing that he paid attention to.
Yeah.
It's interesting that has an offer. They couldn't, like, two people couldn't do the same thing, they had each bring separate proof or numbers.